Hello, welcome to the English. Fixing my chair there. One second. Okay, there we go. Welcome to the English program. I'm outraged by what I've just read. If it's true that the Tory government is planning compulsory water meters for everyone. That's what I'm reading here in the newspaper. And get this, you will pay 200 quid for the installation price. Oh, yes. Ministers are going to unveil proposals in February designed to cut average water use from 148 to 130 litres per person per day by 2030. Let me tell you, you will not be coming, if you work for whoever does this, anywhere near my house. If you... I can't believe this. This is an absolute outrage. I will barricade the door of my house with my body. I will be a human shield. You will not be giving me one of these stupid water meter things. I don't want it. In Liverpool, I've got a little tiny house. We use almost no water. If you think you're going to do this and then charge me 200 quid, forget it. Not going to happen. I will do everything within my power to fight this. So the cost is 200 quid per house, and it's thought it will be passed on to consumers. It's expected... You know, I have to pay for my house. It's got a tenant in at the moment. The house I've got in Liverpool while I'm here in Spain. We've got tenants in, but while it was empty, I had to pay for the water, even though I wasn't living there. And even though I could prove to the water people that I wasn't living there, I still had to pay the water, like £30, £40 a month, just empty. Whereas my next door neighbour, if he or she so wished, could leave the tap on permanently for like a year and would pay the same as I pay. I think it's absolutely outrageous. And this, okay, it's one thing being given the option, if you want to switch, because you're being promised that you can save money, but being told it's compulsory, I'm afraid, on your bike, is my response to that. So there's no way on earth that the Tories are going to make me get a water meter in my house, because you know what's going to happen, you're going to end up paying more. It's as simple as that. If... In England, with the amount of rain that we get, if we're unable to have a proper system for collecting the water, then forget it. But there's no way I'm saying it now, on the record, there's no way on earth I am getting a water meter, at least not being forced into it. If I change my mind, if I realise my neighbour's got one and they're saving money, great, no problem. But if you think I'm going to be bounced into doing it, being forced into doing it, no way. And then you got to pay 200 quid for the privilege. I'm sorry. If you are listening and you have a water meter, I'd like to know what your experience is. If you discovered that you saved money, which is often what happens. But it's just that if you live alone, or if it's just the two of you in a very small house, I really can't see any benefits in getting a water meter. Plus, if you have to pay 200 quid to have it fixed, then you're going to be worse off. So if they think they're going to do that to appease Nick Clegg, Nick, I am the Deputy Prime Minister, you know, forget it.